RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peake, on RadioMD.
You know, Michelle, when I was writing The Hunger Fix, all about food addiction, I sure could have used the next book that we're going to talk about. This is such a great title, Suckered, The History of Sugar, Our Toxic Addiction, Our Power to Change. Our guest is Jeff Eisenberg, Dr. Jeff Eisenberg, a pediatrician, a Virginia native who now lives in Rochester, New York, who spent some interesting times looking at the whole history of sugar. Would you please put that sugar down, Michelle? I saw
my cookie dough.
You have the white stuff in your hand. I can see it. Dr. Eisenberg, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I need help.
All right. The history of sugar. Talk to us. I take it sugar just appeared yesterday. Is that true?
It's been a long process in the making.
Okay. So give us the cliff notes.
Well, it's a fascinating journey, and I think it's important to know how we got into the mess we're in right now. It started 10,000 years ago on the island of New Guinea. That's where they grew sugar cane.
Really?
And then it spread to the Indian subcontinent. It was very difficult to extract sugar. You had to purify it, you had to refine it, and so it was hundreds and hundreds of years before it was even becoming scarce. During the Crusades, they used it as a very stable and high caloric food. So from up until 1291, during those 200 years, the armies would spread across Europe and share their secrets for having developed this sugar. It was literally white gold. It was incredibly
It was white
scary.
Gold. That's wow,
exactly that's pretty
right.
wild. I still
All
think
right,
it
so,
is.
So I know she... We think it is. No, that's Michelle and her issue with sugar.
Michelle, okay, it sounds like you do have an issue there with the sugar.
I know, well, I do. I totally do. So... Talk to me about why we have such a problem in America with sugar, like me.
Well, and me. Part of the
and me.
Of this book was that I am a sugar addict, like a lot of people in the United States. So I was having some health consequences as a result of the overconsumption of this sugar, and I started to take matters in my own hand. I started to investigate what sugar could do to you, and it was eye-opening. As soon as I came off added sugar, all of my health issues normalized.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we find. No, that's exactly what we find. When I wrote The Hunger Fix, you know, and really detailed the science and the treatment of food addiction, specifically sugar being one of the big bad boys of the hyperpalatables, there is no question it's so profound. You know, it affected me, affects Michelle, definitely affected you, Dr. Eisenberg. So let's go right now to, you know, when we flash forward to Americans right now with sugar, you know, what's going on with this difficulty with trying to manage the sugar that's out there right now?
Well, the odds are steeped against us for a number of reasons. First of all, it's everywhere. If you walk into a grocery store, 80% of all the choices are loaded with sugar.
Yep,
exactly. Now, some of it's obvious. You can go down aisles and you can see soda and you can see juice and you can see energy drinks. And then you can go down aisles that have desserts and baked goods and cookies. Those are all obvious sources of sugar. Yeah. But 50% of the sugar we take in every day is hidden. It's in crackers. It's in sauces. It's in yogurt.
Salad dressings and
salad
ketchup.
Salad dressing.
And ketchup even.
So you have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this out. If you look at the labeling on these products, first of all, it's very confusing. The sugar industry knows we're on to them, so they hide it. There must be 55 different names for sugar. And
give us some of those names out there. Our Her Radio listeners want to know some of those sneaky names.
Those
anything that ends in ose. You've got maltose. You've got dextrose. You've got cane. They'll say maple. It's literally a list of 55 different names. And they spread it throughout the ingredient list. It's not just the third component. It's the fifth, the ninth, the
same.
What if they say it's a natural sugar? A natural.
Well, remember, all sugar is bad for you.
Natural.
So you can you can talk about honey and you can talk about molasses, and you know, is one really that much worse than the other? Fructose and glucose make up the sugar molecule, and fructose is what's hurting us. That's the Darth Vader of the disaccharide molecule.
Now, why is it that it's a Darth Vader? Explain to everyone in her radio land.
Well, fructose is just so different than regular sugar. We can process glucose. Our liver knows how to store it as glycogen. Our muscles know how to use it. The problem with fructose is it's a lot sweeter than sugar, than glucose. It's cheaper to make. It's got a lower freezing point. You can put it in all the liquids. It's got a longer shelf life. It's metabolized differently in the liver, as 30% of fructose is converted to fat, what we call de novo lipogenesis. That doesn't happen with glucose. And when your liver gets fatty, whether it's from alcohol or in this case from sugar, it doesn't work well.
Okay, well, talk to us then about the high fructose corn syrup that everyone reads about, that's in so many of the foods out there as well.
High fructose corn syrup was invented in Japan in the 1960s, and we took over that whole process in the 70s. And it's in virtually half of our sugar-filled foods right now. It's probably on equal par with...
Why was it invented in the first place?
Well, like I said, it would increase the shelf life. You could send it all over the world. Sugar would...
It's more of a preservative, right? So it's a preservative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Much cheaper, much more affordable, much more available.
Cheaper.
Yep.
Let's kill the consumer and get the cheapest ingredients we can, which we see all the time.
Over to other countries, take Mexico, for example. They are having a huge struggle with obesity, with diabetes, and with heart disease because they have no real water or milk to drink over there. They have to drink, or they tend to drink, sugar drinks.
Soda.
They consume a half a liter a day.
Okay, let's take in some high fructose corn syrup into our body. What happens with high fructose corn syrup when we're trying to metabolize it?
Well, first of all, as I mentioned before, 30% of it is converted to fat. And as the liver becomes more full of fat, it becomes sicker. So now you've got this fat that's being transported to other areas of the body, which is why we get high triglycerides and our lipids are high. So we've heard of people who have bad cholesterol or high cholesterol, high lipids. The excess is being transported through the body. And then, of course, when it deposits in the liver, that's the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and it leads to cirrhosis and all sorts of other issues. As the liver gets sicker, your pancreas has a hard time doing its job. So the more sugar it sees, and particularly we're talking fructose, you become what we call insulin resistant. So the pancreas makes more and more insulin, and eventually our body stops paying attention to it. It essentially ignores it. And then you get a host of other problems that result from that.
And hello, diabetes, you know.
Hello,
it's
diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes.
Your beta cells get exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You begin to gain weight because all that fat is stored
exactly.
in your fat cells.
And then you've got the what I call diabesity. You got the whole obesity and diabetes. Everyone, we've been talking to Dr. Jeff Eisenberg. He is the author of Suckered, The History of Sugar, Our Toxic Addiction, Our Power to Change. And we've been talking about the history of sugar and why has it gotten so out of control already. Please run on out and get this book. It's awesome. And go to his website, suckeredbook.com. Thank you, Dr. Eisenberg. This is Pam Peek, Dr. Pam Peek, with Michelle King-Robeson.
Dr. Eisenberg, your next book should be How to Detox from All This Sugar. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.